And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
Hey, we're back in Blighty.
We are.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we are award-winning.
We are award-winning.
And we will be talking about the award-winning Punky Radio in a little while, because someone rather famous is mentioning us in his live shows. Haha.
That's right. Right,
this week's show, we've got... My voice is still fucked, clearly.
Yes, obviously.
We've got the first three songs are nothing to do with my trip to the States.
Okay.
And then the second half of the show, we'll talk about my trip to the States that I started doing last week. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right. I'm going to get straight on with it. This is the Needles. I'm going to get straight on with the first song. It's by Crashed Out. Now, we have played Crashed Out before. And I've got the CD in front of me here. And this is from the album Pearls Before Swine, which is available on Captain Oi Records. And the reason that I'm playing this is Crashed Out from the Northeast.
Right.
As is my new boyfriend.
Oh.
I went to a great gig last night. I'm going to do a special on the gig I went to last night, next week.
Okay.
But I will just mention now, John Codger, I love you.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It is. I'll tell you about it next time. But anyway, John Codger is a Macken, I know.
Okay, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But he's all right. He's one of the good ones.
Okay.
And he will obviously know Crashed Out.
Because, obviously.
Because he's in a band called Spitting Vickers, you know. All manner of bands, easy.
Yeah.
But when I was having a chat with him last night, I thought, oh, that gives me an idea, I'll play Crashed Out. So I found this, and it's about time that we played, hold on a minute. Oh, I haven't fucking sorted it out, have I? I'm just sorting it out.
Sorted.
Okay. Right.
Good.
This is called Reality Punk. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Crashed Out's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/crashed out.
No.
Well,
MySpace.com. No, if you do MySpace.com/crashed out,
yeah,
you get a girl from the States who's 19 years old called Penny Lane.
Oh.
I just checked that.
Is she nice?
I don't know. It just sort of came up Penny Lane. I didn't look. I'm sure she's lovely. She's just too young.
Just outside the boundaries.
She is, yeah. You have to be over 20 to interest me now. Sorry, girls. no, myspace.com/COUK. Paulie B1.
So very nearly cock.
Very nearly cock. Kook.
Kook.
Or calc.
Okay.
It's Paulie B in the Internet One, Tony Neil. This is Reality Punk.
Elite. A horn and sound, smashing right.
right then, that is Reality Punk, which I'm sure you'll say, what a great track tone.
Nice.
It's, that's kicked off the show really nicely. I was fumbling around a bit for the music this week because there's been postage strikes, and I went to check to check the PO box, the Punky PO box.
Yeah.
266. It's down the road from the Beast. And nothing in it.
Right.
Nothing at all. So bands, if you've got anything new out that you want to get played, now's a good time to send it, because we've just run a little bit low on music again. I am dealing with the situation, but now's a good time to send us stuff, basically.
Normal service will be resumed.
It will be, yeah. You're a little bit quiet, Tony.
Am I?
Yeah, you're a little bit quiet. Do you want to turn yourself up just a little bit there?
Okay.
Because we should explain that we're not in the Punky Bunker this week.
No.
We're in the Highwayman's Lodge, just off the Great North Road. And we're having a few technical issues in the Highwayman's Lodge.
Is that better?
Is it any different?
It should be.
Yeah, that's a bit better.
The better? Yeah.
That's better, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, this is the first time we've made the show chamois.
That's right.
Yeah. It's quite conducive, I think.
It's nice.
We have a glass of rosé each.
It's very relaxed.
It's very relaxed.
And we'll be more relaxed as the show goes on.
Well, next week's show is going to be very relaxed.
I imagine it will.
This is Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers. More of Jeff later on in the show. Actually, we are going to hear a little bit of Jeff now, because it's time for our MySpace latest comments.
Excellent.
It's a very good way to get in touch with us, of course. MySpace.com/punkyradio. And we're going back quite a way here, because while we're in the States, obviously we didn't get the chance to read loads of these out. No. So I've got quite a few here, but most of them are short. Punky!
Hello.
It's been too long. My computer's been in the repair shop for a while now. I need desperately to catch up. Oh, how have I survived without my Punky? Kayla Conspiracy.
Oh, she's back.
She's back.
She has been quite vocal.
She's been changing the MySpace name quite a lot.
Yep.
She's blossoming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. She's still outside the boundary.
She is. She will be forever outside the boundary, because she's from Jacksonville, where she's full of rednecks.
Yeah, that's true.
The only thing more painful than the accident was Paulie making me laugh with the broken ribs and all. Thanks for the visit, mate. I had a blast. Jeff Ugly Shoes.
He had a blast. Well, did you have a blast?
No, he got a blast.
Okay.
But again, more of that later on in the show. I don't think I mentioned his ailment last week, did
I? No, we said nothing about it.
No, right. I've got some funny stuff for later on in this show. Thanks for the ad, boys, and thanks for your interest in airtime. Phil, Death Zone. You know we played Death Zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, the last track you played was Shitfaced, not Wonderful to be Dead. We played the wrong track.
Whoops.
It's fairly obvious. It said Shitfaced on the way through it. Well, he just said, not prominent in the 90s indeed. You know, he said, oh, they clearly weren't up to much during the 90s. Four songs in the whole 90s. It's one song every 2.5 years. Phil Cake, thank you very much. And Phil's pointing us in the direction of another band as well. So cheers, Phil. Check out Death Zone as well. Great band. Yeah. Hey, guys, do you know what happened to Pigtails? I can't find them anymore. I don't know.
Pigtails.
I'm doing a bit of research. Pigtails are the Italian pop punk band that we've played once or twice.
Oh, right, off the Italian label we played.
Yes,
time.
Indie Box. And he says, I checked their MySpace, which seems to have been deleted. I googled them and I got nothing. I miffed. I liked the Pigtails. Good band they were, and now they've just vanished. That's as likely as an old man eating a Twix. As explained, I reckon I'm a bit of an old man, and I had a Twix, but yesterday.
Which one? Normal?
Normal. Oh. Although I'd left it in the car for a bit, and it got hot and it fused.
Ooh, nice.
It wasn't a couple. It was a single mess.
Single unit.
Twix. It was. It was a Twix unit. News about Wonk Unit next week.
Okay.
That was from Elliot.
Elliot.
Oh, and he said, P.S. Paul, you're not an old man. 50 plus, and then you can be called an old man. So there you go. Elliot has defined old manness.
Oh.
I've got 13 years.
It's drawn the line in the sand. Another boundary.
It is. It's another boundary.
It's an age boundary special.
Just in case you didn't know, basically, you're not an old man until you're over 50.
Okay.
So anyone who ever calls me an old man before that time, I will slap.
Send straight to Elliot.
I'll send straight to Elliot.
He'll touch them with his big red finger.
Hey, this one's fantastic. So Tommy's your real dad, eh? That's rad. How the fuck are you? Megan, I believe... Is the proper Mrs. Tommy?
Is it really?
Which makes her?
Your mum.
My real mum.
Oh. Oh.
Thanks for getting in touch, mum.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Cooper, Cooper. Hello, Smacktards. How you been? Hope all is well. Hope y'all remember me. If not, I'll be a wee bit sad, but I'll get over it. Anyhow, how you gents been? Missing you lots, but still listening religiously. Cheerios and fruit poo. P.S. I have a huge favour to ask you. Can you tell John Hart in the St. Clair College residence in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, Nada, Nada, that he's a sweet schmacktard? Greatly appreciated. Toodles. Jill Kills.
Jill. She's back. It's been a while. She is back.
Jill is back.
She made her presence on Facebook. She's been very busy on this.
Our listenership had gone down by two.
That's right. And we're back.
We'd halved it. And now we have Kayla and Jill back.
Oh, it's all good.
Now, Jill, I believe, is in the zone.
I think she was 21 last time we spoke to her.
I think she's in the zone.
Oh, hello.
Look out, Ontario.
Or wherever she is now.
John Hart, you've got no chance. Do I ask you to do something now? Oh, it's been so long.
Podcast Alley.
And thank you all for your votes, man.
Thank you. Yes, and all your comments. Sorry we missed them last week. Otherwise engaged from being in America and very drunk. So we've got lots to catch up on.
Very, very drunk.
Yeah, very drunk.
I was very, very drunk.
If you haven't voted so far this month, why
You're
not?
You're an idiot.
It's been weeks. You've had loads of chances.
Yeah,
for God's sake.
We'll do
all this work. What are you doing?
You big tits.
God.
Go
to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. Important. Please vote for this link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you wish, because we read out the best comments.
Well, because now, for some reason, we're in comedy, not music.
That's wrong. It's wrong.
I'd sort that out.
But here are the top five comments for this week. Still just playing the catch-up game because we missed so many.
We're playing the catch-up game.
That's hot.
Catch-up
nice.
Game, catch-up game. Catch-up game, catch-up game.
It's like having John
catch-up
with his special
effects. Catch-up game, catch-up game. Catch-up game.
You've been taking lessons from John.
No, I haven't. I've been watching Blankety Blank on UK
Gold. Fair enough. Great fucking podcast. Anyone looking for a great punk rock / comedy podcast, look
keep on
no
looking.
Further. This show is so good, it wins awards. Yes, it does. Stop being a fucktard and get this podcast.
Yes.
That's some Michael Dairymole.
Thank you. Michael Dairymole.
Dalrymple.
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 Penis. Michael Dalrymple. It's a good
dark.
Old English name.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Dalrymple is an ancient English name.
Ancient. Maybe
yeah.
He is ancient.
It means mighty berserker.
Oh. Punky Rocks.
Well, I think it does.
Next time your boys come stateside, you'll have to swing by Boston and I'll show you how to party up proper.
That's how you say it.
That's from Rachel Spanath.
Boston.
Boston?
Boston.
With some coffee?
You want some coffee in Boston?
Have a nice day. No, I can't do that.
Incognito. There's a brilliant joke about that. He said, I'm so unpopular, I went in that bar in Boston and nobody knew me.
Punky Rocks. Down with Super Twatto. That's a Mark Chapman.
Down indeed. Mark Chapman.
There you go.
Who did he kill?
John
Lennon.
Lennon. Well, at least he listens.
He's also on Radio...
One. Yeah, yeah.
And he knows his football.
He does.
Well done, Chappers.
Chappers, that's it, isn't it?
Well done. Not only has he killed John Lennon, he knows his football.
Yeah. Fair and enough. He listens to Punky and he hates Super Twatto. God help Super Twatto. That's
all
what
right,
I can say.
We'll go to Boston. Actually, I'm going to go to the States next Easter.
All right.
And Boston is the nearest flight from the UK.
Ah.
So maybe I'll go there first.
Meet Rachel Spanath.
I'll meet Rachel, then I'll fly down to Philadelphia, go to Fishtown.
You're going to Fishtown?
I'm going to go to Fishtown next Easter.
Oh, yeah.
It's overdue.
It is, isn't it?
It's overdue.
Well, albeit we spent so much time in Fishtown, but never actually been to Fishtown.
It's time we went. Oh yes, it's time we went.
Uniting fans and bands across the lands,
we
including
are.
The USA. Yeehaw! It's Punky. And Paulie B and Tony have been to the USA to inflict their own brand of British weirdness on the unsuspecting American public. Will Tony form yet another band? Will Paul get twatted by that guy in DeKalb? Did the flakes melt on the plane? Tune in to find out the answers to these and maybe a couple more questions. Milky Pants! And that's just from someone called Podcast. I don't know who it's from.
Milky Pants.
Milky pants.
Milky pants. I tell, I'm well husky again.
Aren't you are.
But last week I was a bit higher, wasn't I? I sounded a bit like you.
Yeah.
This week I'm just like, yeah.
You just chilled.
Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome to the late night phone-in on Punky Radio.
Yeah.
Nice.
This week's subject, girls between the ages of 20 and 25.
We call it the Boundary Show.
Next track.
One last comment.
Sorry.
Ah, look who's voting. Thank God full moon is over and I finally managed to escape my Wolverine's den, creeping along the alleys of Ghost Town in search for the last bottle of whiskey left in the old mill by El Draco and the Pieces of Hate. Now I'm lying here, filing my claws and panting in anticipation of the newest Punky episode, and all I can say is, how oomph I mean, gooper, gooper, and that's from Stephanie. As in,
who's that?
My Stephanie.
Your Stephanie.
Beautiful Stephanie.
Is it mysteph.com/Tony Hearn?
That's right. //..
All right. I didn't know you were into knives.
A little bit.
So can you do the next track now?
Yes, that's it. Thank you all for
your
votes.
Hi, Steph. Good luck in your new job.
Yes, well done. Well done, honey.
Well done for moving to a place of old people. Over 50s. She's going to bring down...
She's the young element.
The average age in pool by some distance.
Exactly.
Right. Zombini and the Skeletons. Play them quite a lot. I don't think we've played this song before. This is from Monsters on 45, which was a collection of EPs that they brought out. Limited edition. May still be available. It's not their latest album, but it's fantastic. Every track on this is... I'm just going to run through it. Zombie Hop, Punk Rock Vampires Destroy, Spring Heel Jack, Red Planet, I Love Rock and Roll More Than I Love You, Astro Boy, I Was a Human Bomb for the FBI, Stasis, Counting on Your Suicide, and the one we're playing, track 6, The New Orleans Incident. What I want to know is, and I know you know this, what is Zombino and the Skeletons' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zombino?
I think that's just for Zombino herself.
Is it? It's Zombino and Skeletons.
But I have to, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
I have
fine.
To accept your first
it's Zombino.com, but
I have to accept your first answer.
It's fair enough.
Or Magnus's day. An expert on Iceland and a way for me to be, poorly be the internet too, Tony Neil. This is the New Orleans Incident. How good is that? The New Orleans Incident, Zombino and Skeletons, from their fabulous album Monsters on 45. Make sure you check them out. You know Green Dragon?
Yeah.
Who does Bite Size Bonus? He's a big fan of Zombino as well. Make sure
as
you check them out, actually. Do have a listen to Bite Size Bonus.
Yeah.
Which is on, they're on our BT Pod Show, friends. Which is
right.
punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Go on there. You find Green Dragon there. Nice fella. Good show.
A New
Daily.
A New Orleans.
Daily. Well, the reason that I played that, actually, even though I said that it's nothing to do with the show, I was in Mississippi.
You was.
And New Orleans isn't. It's in Louisiana, but it's kind of down that way.
Yeah, but you may be going back there.
I flew over. Of course. With Prick. With sorry, the peace silent.
With Rick.
With Rick and John and Scott and the whole lot. Maybe you can meet us there, because like, I don't know how you're fixed for next Easter, but it's a nice time to go to the States.
Is
Easter
it?
Time, yeah. And you and Steph could maybe go. Because we probably get the flights paid for. And even though we can independently travel.
Yeah, we should meet up in New Orleans, maybe.
Meet up in New Orleans. Right? Because it looks like now, I'm just going to do a ridiculous trip. Because I've just decided to go to Boston first.
Boston.
Then I'm going to nip down to Fishtown.
Yeah.
Then I'll just fly to St. Louis. From Fishtown.
Yeah.
Direct. Christ. Get to Kansas City. Talking more about that later on in the show. Maybe nip down to Dallas. Hello, Julianne. A wave then, I don't know what for.
I know, yeah.
And I did a girly wave. And
I was thinking it had a webcam thing.
I did a girly thing. Oh, webcam. Did a girly thing as well. You don't need sense of money. Oh, that's the point. My new camera.
Yeah.
I can webcam that up.
You can.
Who knows?
Please don't.
Who knows?
Yeah, you could.
It may only be a matter of days before I'm hammered and naked in front of my laptop. Oh, God.
When it pops up and says, Paulie B wants to share his camera with you, just say no.
Yeah. You don't want to see that. You really don't. I looked at myself naked in the mirror the other day and was very disappointed.
If you can't impress yourself.
I was really, just with the whole package as well, not just
right.
not just the wedding tackle, just the whole thing. I thought,
right.
You've let yourself go, Paul.
The one in the mirrors in Tony Towers.
I didn't notice that, actually. Yeah. There was one.
There's one that you can, you have to dig it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them.
That's why you look so bad when you go out.
That's the reason.
I'll tell you what, though. Here's a woman who looks great when she goes out. Do you like this?
Yeah, I like it.
It's good, isn't it? Now, this is a little bit out of date, because Ruby Bresnut did send us this, but it was just too late.
We're going to America.
Yeah, so... So basically, this is the star chart for last month. But we are getting a new one very soon. I'm hoping you're going to have it in the next fortnight or so.
Okay.
You might be mistaken for thinking I possibly met her in the States. I didn't. She's coming over here in November.
Okay.
Or December now, I think.
Are we going to meet her?
I think she's coming over here in December. She's threatening.
Right.
She's threatening to meet the pair of us.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to take more than us.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe we should hold a raffle.
We're going to need to get half a dozen fellas in just to stand a fighting chance of seeing out the night with them. But anyway, this is Mustang Lightning, by the way, if I didn't mention it. So what I thought I'd do is I'll just play last month's star sign for all you Virgos that missed out.
No.
Now, she thought it was your birthday. She was wrong, wasn't
really?
She?
Really? Yeah, yeah. Mine's February. Like,
well, she's daft.
Yeah.
This is Clito, the Brito. It's a pile of shit, eh?
Oh, Paul and Tony. It's Clito, the non-clairvoyant. Yes, I have. I come from India and I have an English accent, of course. Of course, as horse. Paul, I got your email. You're going to Chicago. I'm on a plane right now. Of course, you hear the airwaves, but it's not my head. It's from inside the airplane. Of
Flight
course.
One has now arrived.
It's so rubbish. I can hardly speak. I've smoked so many damn cigarettes and I've drank myself into a drunken stupor. Or is that... myself trying to be a little bit prostitute-y, whatever that means, of course. Paul thinks he's going to get a freebie when I get to Chicago, but I don't know. I'll think about it, Paul. You know, I am here to talk about the Virgos of the Virgos. I think the Virgos of the Virgos, the Virgos of the Virgins, which is Tony's birthday, I do believe. Tony, this coming year, you virgins are supposed to get a piece of ass, finally. I just hit the point of where you guys are going to stop looking for the pornographic stuff, and you're just going to go out and get the real thing. I don't know if it's going to be on the internet or what, but you're going to get it. Get it either way, from the top or the back. But, of course, we won't go there. Anyway, Paul and Tony, I'm going to make it short because I don't have a voice this time. like I said, I've actually lost it. I don't mean mentally or physically, but only with the voice. And I will talk to you guys next time because I did promise Paul that I might come see him, which I am on the damn airplane if we don't crash. And, of course, Paul, you'd have to give me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Okay, back to you, Paul and Tony, with the Clit Tony Non-Clairvoyant and the Punky Radio Show.
Tony, that's better. She's completely bonkers, and the bears need me down as well, thank you.
You got to give me warning.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that I was having to give you warning. Sorry about that. So that might have been... We can't even sort that out in post. We haven't got time for post. The laptop's going to run out. No doubt I would.
And the post system's good anyway. They're on strike.
There's not enough carbon dioxide in here to feed it. That's the problem. I might have to have a little doobie. So anyway, there you go. I hope you feel better soon, Clinto. That's what I mean. We've both been suffering from the same. We've both lost our voices.
Right.
Basically. Which is why I said you might think I'd already met up with Chicago, but I haven't done. Right. Also, didn't meet up with Anne-Marie.
No, we did not have a blast.
I did get a message from her saying she's sorry she misses her next time.
Okay. When it's in Chicago.
Next time. I said to her, that's all right. That's all right. It's probably gonna take you another 8 or 9 months to gear up, to get ready for the kind of facial Punky can provide.
Well, next time she's in Nottingham, maybe she can pop round as well.
Who?
Anne-Marie.
Has she ever been to Nottingham?
Not really, no. Not like it's going to happen, is it?
It's never going to happen. These septics...
We always have to go over there.
These septics don't travel.
No, they don't.
They just wait for us to come there. It's all right, though, because when we do, as a rule,
they
appreciate the enormous expense we've had in getting there, and they buy us shit.
They were really nice. As a
collective. Just in general?
Just as a collective.
You love the septics, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You love them. They're fantastic people, man. Have you changed your mind about them a bit?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that bad before,
I don't
really.
Mean that you were anti them, but the natural British perception is that Americans are all dumbasses.
Yeah, and they're not.
But they're fantastic people.
Yeah, I didn't meet one I didn't like.
You shouldn't mix up the people with the government. I think that's true about all countries.
Yeah.
Don't mix up the people with the government, because people are people, and why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully, Tony. Hands across the ocean.
It's beautiful, beautiful.
Hands across the ocean. In 5 days' time, a bird's getting laid. Yeah.
Is she over 20?
Oh, nothing to do with me. Oh,
okay.
She asked me to say it.
Oh, okay.
She said, "Will you just let people know that I've been waiting a long time?" And I think she's happened before. I don't want to go into too many. I don't want to give names out, but
I got
a message with someone saying, "Well, it'll really cheer me up if you just remind me that in 5 days' time, I'm getting some."
Oh, nice.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do have a twat, thankfully.
I'm going to have to get some more music here.
Thank you all for your twat nominations. But as always, it's always running a little bit dry. If you can email me with your nominations, that'd be much appreciated.
Because Tony doesn't want a dry twat.
I don't like dry twats.
Just don't do it. It does chaff.
Yeah, it hurts.
That's chafe.
If you email me, tony@punkyradio.com, I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And this week is from Rachel Spanneth from Boston.
What are the chances?
What are the chances of that? What are the chances?
Can you do it in a Bostonian accent,
not
please?
At all.
Yeah. I don't think you should give those fuckers any credence anyway. No. What they did to our tea.
God.
That put a whole... set of things in motion.
Yeah.
That's left us where we are today.
Well, we aren't.
Where we are today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If they just kept hold of that tea and had a bit of a chat with us and said, actually, we don't mind taxation without representation, the world would be a better place, I'm telling you. And Mel Gibson wouldn't have made that cunty film either.
Well, that's reason enough.
Exactly.
Him and his cunty films.
Patriot.
Bastard. Patriot. Yeah. Last Passion of Christ. I watched that. Jesus.
He hates the English.
Of course he does. He's Australian. But who lost at rugby this week? Oh. That's all we can say. Oh, we'll beat the English.
How
we hate the English.
Was that? Bastards. How good was that? Nobody's expected that. And France beat New Zealand.
Yeah.
Which means the next week, England beat France. In France. On France.
En français.
They'll reckon themselves.
Yeah.
Our pack look good.
It's nice.
And Johnny Wilkinson, it won't be in Marseille, it'll be in Paris. Which means we won't have to contend with Le Mistral.
Le who?
Le Mistral. It's a really dodgy wind.
Okay.
That goes through a bit of southern France. And it fucks up Johnny's kicking.
Well, that's good then. But hey.
But in Paris, look out.
Anything goes.
Sorry, man. I need to.
It's all right.
This is a long bit, isn't it?
So here we go. So hey, boys. Have a twat for you.
Oh, good.
It's my friend Lacey, who lives in New Hampshire. She's my friend, a true hetero life mate, but has a moment. Like tonight, I had gone home from a long day and was looking forward to a mellow night after a week of being busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond. Lacey calls because her date has blown her off and asked me to come up to New Hampshire to party, promising we'll have a fun time.
Oh, Tony, can you just turn the beds down a bit?
Yep. I make the hour drive. The only good part of the night was I got to listen to Punky Back episodes. Always listening. Only to find, when I get there, that I've been enlisted because she wants a sober driver. She then takes me to a hippie bar. Now, I think hippies are worse than emos because they whine and cry, but smell like patchouli and wear disgusting clothes and Jesus sandals. I then have to listen to argue with other people
and
for
they
the night.
Smell.
I would have left, but as I have no sense of direction, I have no idea how to get home. She then makes us leave the bar because she is crying because her friend was blowing her off. That would make me cry if my friend was doing that. She then asked me to come back to her place to drink beers and watch movies. Sounds like a fun night, so I agree. On the way home, she gets a call from said date that blew her off and tells me to come over. Now, I'm not one to get in the way of my friend's sexercise. When you've asked to hang out, it's kind of rude.
It is kind of rude.
It is. So if making me drive an hour each way to a backward state, dragging me to a hippie bar and fighting with people at home the whole time as I stand trying to ignore the terrible music and then blowing me off for a guy that stood her up, I would like to nominate my friend Lacey Cagnan from Hudson, New Hampshire for Is a Twat.
Well, fair enough. I think that's entirely justified this week.
I think so.
Yeah. Off you go.
So Lacey Cagnan from Hudson, New Hampshire is a twat.
Absolutely fair enough. Make sure you get your twat request to Tony.
Please do. Tony@punkradio.com.
Title your
all
email.
Appreciate is a twat. IZZATWAT.
Should we even say correct spelling or it won't be
correct,
considered?
That's right. It's the English language. Don't butcher it.
Because I'm now officially a part-time lecturer.
You are.
Last Tuesday, I was an activity leader. Got to do the next song, mate. This show's going to go on for 2 hours again. Next track.
The laptop will handle it.
Slow Burning Car.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who did send me an email saying, when you come to the States, will you be in LA? I went, no, I'm not getting that far. They went, Shane, we'd love to meet up with you. I thought, Christ, I'd love to meet up with you.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't have to see that Ruby Breastnut lunatic. Perhaps Slow Burning Car could offer me some protection.
I think, yeah.
This is a great track. This is off their album, Slow Burning Car.
Okay.
I would call it eponymously titled, but I just looked at it and just said Slow Burning Car. It's really good. We played the title track. We played King Kong. Going to play track 5 this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Slow Burning Car's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Slow Burning Car.
Do you know, I think you're right.
I think I am as well.
I think you are. It's Poorly Being Internet 2, Tony 1, and this is... Now, I think it's Formula 1. It should be. Lewis, come on. But it might be Formula I, but I think it's Formula 1.
Right. Okay.
All right?
Yep.
I hate
Tony.
Yes, sir.
That was Slow Burning Car.
It was.
Have you managed to visit our friends at GoDaddy yet?
Not yet.
Let me tell you about them. GoDaddy.com. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings and SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
And it is a good exchange rate,
as we've discovered.
As we've discovered. It's credit like, card bill doesn't lie.
If you're from England and you go to the States, you just feel like you've got psycho pounds.
Yeah.
We should make that the word of the week this week. Actually, we haven't got a word of the week this week.
All right, so. Okay.
Psycho pounds. That's what our pounds are worth in the US.
What it feels like to be Stephen
C. Psycho amounts of money. Oh, if only we could all be Stephen C. But you know what? It's like, it doesn't matter how high up the food chain you are.
Yeah.
There's always someone above you that you're a little bit jealous of.
Yeah.
And Stephen C and me were talking about Seb, who did the intro for Punky.
Yeah, yeah.
Going, everything that man turns his hand to just turns to gold. Mm. He's just an amazing man. He just gets everything right. All the way through his life, he just seems to get everything. He just lands on his feet, gets everything right, does really well.
Yeah.
Apparently, Seb, he's really pissed off about God.
Is he? What's God done to him?
Well, I don't know. He's just slightly high up the food chain, Seb.
I got you.
Seb's a demigod, but God's the full deal.
Yeah.
And God is really pissed off with me. Can you say something for a minute?
Yep. As always, we are sponsored by BT Pod Show. If you go to our BT Pod Show page, punkyradio.btpodshow.com, you can look at the old episodes. And if you are a member of BT Pod Show, which is free, and let's face it, better than MySpace, sign up for a free account. You can add us a comment, a review, you can dig us, you can be our friend. And please do if you can. And you can also, if you want, you can create your own podcast and host it from there, I believe. You can also create your own radio channel with shows from there and etc. It's really good to be on this. So just go to btpodshow.com and sign up for a free account and make sure you review us if you can.
If you can.
Here for the rest of the night. come let me help you get you out of those pants. Dumb boy,
you weren't at the hill.
Dumb boy,
doesn't matter when I smack that ass.
Dumb boy,
I don't want to start a fire,
but you're not staying here for the rest of the night.
I like dumb boys.
I like dumb boys.
I like a big and dumb.
Get off my couch. Go get a job.
You ain't staying here unless you brought pizza. Oh, and beer. And then get out.
Oh, yes. That was the Devil Baby Freak Show.
Okay.
Who are from St. Louis.
All right.
And I will be telling you a little bit more about them. This is the late 60s.
Yep.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of pricey. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just going to play it. I'll tell you all about my trip, because it's been a long time coming. I haven't really sat down. And
you haven't told me about it.
I haven't
it.
Really told you about it, have I? So what we'll do is, this interview is about 6.5 minutes long. It took place in the basement of Lisa Bitch out of Bitch Slap Barbie.
Lisa Bitch.
In the town of St. Lesbian. Now, I had a great time in St. Louis. Everywhere I went, I had a great time. But I'm sorry to everyone else, but I really love St. Louis. I thought it was a fantastic place. And I got to know all the band and a lot of the people associated with the band as well.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere I'm definitely going back next year, basically.
Okay.
In fact, if you haven't been to St. Louis, why not meet me there next Easter? But what I'm going to do basically is I'm going to play the... Oh, sorry. Tone, Devil Baby Freak Show. Let's just get this right. They are... here we are. Devil Baby... Apparently Windows Media Player wants to communicate with the internet. Well, it fucking can't. Fuck off.
But it can't.
Right. That's right. I firewalled that fucker. Oh, yeah. Go away. Just go away.
Fuck at you, your technical things like firewalling things.
Look, firewall actually stopped me doing quite a lot.
I bet it did.
For example, in the States, it stopped me getting on wireless. So I didn't realise my firewall was stopping wireless communications.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know what a firewall is, but we haven't had a fire since we built it, so fair enough. I should probably have a drunk wall.
Yeah.
Just to save me. The Devil Baby Freak Show have been... they've come out of various other bands. Basically, in this half of the show, the three bands we're playing are all from St. Louis.
Right.
St. Louis area. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the Devil Baby Freak Show. Sorry, I just played that.
Played that, yeah.
Now, I haven't told you what it's called, because I've got no idea.
No.
Because Al Swacker from the band, who interviewed me on a radio show in St. Louis, which I'll tell you about later on, handed me a burnt CD of the band because he didn't have any of their proper stuff on it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't got a track listing on it.
Okay.
But I just thought the one we played, really interesting. Really liked it. It was track two of four tracks that were recorded live at the radio. Don't know any more than that, I'm afraid. What I do know about is that the interview with Bitch Slap Barbie, we may or may not have had our minds altered by drugs and beer. Right, I'm not absolutely sure. What I can tell you is that when you hear them talking, they do all sound like Doris Day being Calamity Jane.
Nice.
Or Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. Show Chodo. I love them. And there's a competition. We've got two copies of Bitch Slap Barbie's CD.
Right.
There's a competition to win it that appears at the end, so make sure you listen all the way through. All right?
Okay.
What I'm going to do is, rather cleverly...
Yes.
By my standards...
This worries me.
I'm actually going to start the interview, but I'm going to fade out the Dead 60s as the interview's happening.
Okay.
All right? So enjoy me, possibly vaguely altered, in Lisa Bitch's basement... in a really cool part of St. Louis with the band who I love. Here goes.
So Polly Beat Funky Radio, bizarrely in a basement in St. Louis, which I really wasn't expecting a few months ago I'd ever be in.
Weirder than that, I'm having a bottle of fucking Newcastle Brown, which just, I could have sworn you only had in the North East, but here we are in the gateway to the West. And, yeah, it's a nice big gate. A cow ran through it today. And I'm joined now by Bitch Slap Barbie, who I'm playing with. And I would like them to introduce themselves to you in turn. Just hold it about that far away. You'll be cool.
Hey, I'm Gita.
I'm Lisa.
Well, what do you do?
Oh, I sing. Shit, yeah, I sing. Yeah, right. I say I get it. I sing.
They call it singing. No, I play guitar. I'm Lisa.
I'm Tony. I play drums.
Jason, I play bass.
And there's also a silent fifth member, the Pete Best of the band. So how long has the band been going?
Just on 3 years.
Just on 3 years. And how easy is it to... So have you all been in bands before?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. So how hard is it to start being in a band again, start from scratch?
It's very difficult. It's kind of like... when we started this band, we were totally changing what we wanted our image to be to the people in St. Louis, because what we were doing wasn't making us happy. So it was very hard, because we were going from a band that was going in a southern rock direction, which I don't even know.
I was just about to say. And what sort of band
we weren't
was
supposed
it?
To talk
I
about that.
I don't think that they even play this kind of music in England.
Yeah,
but
we're buzzed. Bitch Slap Barbie have a country and western past.
Yes, we did. No, we don't. No. We fought it. We did. We fought it. And when it started to fall apart, we decided to be.
Did you sound like Leonard Skinner?
We just decided to do something together.
Leonard Skinner.
No, jeez, oh my God.
Right now, yes, somebody in our band was like, yes, he said Leonard Skinner.
We decided to do the kind of music that we had always wanted to do and just, you know, do it and get on with it. But it was a challenge. Bands. It was a challenge getting the right players in place, and it took a lot of hard work, but
and
it paid off.
When did you decide on the name Bitch Slap Barbie?
That was decided before the players were even in place. You know, that was something that just... It came up, you know, out of a conversation, and, yeah.
You and your husband were talking
about
it.
Yeah, my husband and I, yeah. Name. Yeah, my husband, basically, long story short, my husband came up with it on a trip back home, and it's been the name before we even had players.
But doesn't
we,
it make it difficult to get on
about it
and posters said, you know, and flyers?
That's like, great, it gets
have
attention.
You come, yeah, but
more so recently
is it,
than
is it
in
good
the
attention?
Beginning, it didn't seem to offend quite so much until... You know, everything fell into place.
We seem to be getting censored more and more. Yeah. Yes. Like I said, we just played in Ohio, and they had stickers over our posters, over our name, and they edited our name on the marquee. And
but what did they edit it to?
They totally covered up our name, the bitch part of our name
right.
on the posters.
So censored, bitch had gone.
That was gone.
So
and
we got
covered
slap,
up with like
we got
a white
slap
sticker.
Barbie left.
Yes, so they
right.
could see that.
It had like a white sticker on over the bitch.
It was spelled Barry, wasn't it?
Yeah, on the marquee it was
on the marquee,
B-slap
big,
Barry.
Beautiful old
slap Barry.
B slap Barry.
B slap Barry. That could be your tribute
oh, no,
band.
They
didn't have yeah, I'm a member of B slap Barry. We get more than a real band.
It's great. Apparently, the mayor and the mayor's wife had called that morning as soon as the marquee went up to have it changed because they were offended. So we did our job.
Yeah,
well, the mayor's wife.
The mayor and the mayor's
it's
wife.
A small town.
Oh, they were freaking
it's
out.
It's a small town. It was hilarious.
Because it was great because it made sure that the police were there watching at all times. They sat right across from the theater and watched.
So
right.
Oh, those kids are up to something over there.
Now you've got a CD out called and I'll say you know I don't know how easy it is to advertise something like this, but it appears to be called Five Finger Fuck You. Is this on sale?
Yes, it is. You can get it on our website on MySpace.
What's your website?
It's MySpace/BitchSlapBarbie.
Just one word.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch Slap Barbie.
Yep.
Now there appear to be five tracks on here. How much is it?
US dollars are $5, $6 with shipping.
Right.
If
so,
you're in England, just contact us, we'll figure it out, and we'll definitely hook up anybody that,
it's a buck a track.
Basically, yes.
So that's cheap.
That's a very good way of explaining
that's
it.
That's cheaper than iTunes. It is in the UK. That's cheaper than iTunes. So basically, you can save yourself some money by buying this.
That's right.
You are so right.
That's brilliant. It's rude not to.
Plus, you have the product.
You are
right there
so proud.
It's
all
rude.
Terrific artwork.
It's rude not to. And
nice plastic
look,
case.
Yeah. I'm now going to put you on the spot because of the five tracks on it, and I'm just seeing if there's anything else I need to read out here. We've got two of these to give away. So what we need to do is we need a Bitch Slap Barbie question. If one of you would like to answer a question. It's only about the band. I'd keep it simple. Most of our listeners are fucking idiots. Right?
Well, we appreciate you're fucking idiots.
Yeah, we need a bitch slap Barbie question. So, who's going to ask it? That's right. You've said nothing. Just a simple thing, maybe just, I don't know. What's the website or something or whatever?
What's the question?
What's bass players?
You just have to ask a question. That how competitions work is we ask our listeners a question and then they send us the right answer. And then every right answer goes into a hat and the winners win the CD.
Oh, I gotcha. So it's we need like a question.
What's the bass player's name?
There you go.
Or how long has the band been together?
Okay, let's make it a fucking quiz.
The interview. That's
was Gita or was Gita not actually a male before?
Shut up, you bitch!
Okay, no, okay,
is
right.
Is Lisa or is she not a lying bitch?
No,
let's say
the answer would be she is.
This is interesting. I think this is a good question. I think it's fantastic. What we'd like to know is, if you'd like the chance to win, Five Finger Fuck You, and I suggest you do, brilliant. I'll call it an EP. Is that all right?
Yes.
Brilliant EP. You make money by buying it, so you're bound to want to buy it. But if you don't, if you want to enter the competition, the question is, and please do send your answers to PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Was Gita, the lead singer in the band, ever a man?
You fucking assholes! Better answer correctly. I will personally kick all of y'all heads.
Thank you very much for this lovely little chat and for getting me off my nut before we go out. That is brilliant. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Right, so there you go then, Tone. That was the rather ridiculous interview with Bitch Slap Barbie. This bed's going to be pretty loud now, I think, is it?
I've just turned it down.
Yeah, he hasn't. No, that's cool. That was the interview with Bitch Slap Barbie.
Okay.
The question was, did Gita, the lead singer of the band, a.k.a. Brigitte...
Right.
Did she used to be a man?
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, I promised her on the night, because we went out after that, we all had a great time, right? I promised her that actually wouldn't be the question.
Right.
Because there was another issue discussed, which was whether their guitar player always had a cock.
Right.
And I promised her that when we came to do the show,
yeah,
I would actually swap that question around, and the question would be, did the guitar player used to have a cock?
Right. But you changed your mind.
No, the bass player. I've got really confused. But the long and the short of it is...
You're confused.
I'm confused. But the long and the short of it is, me and Tony, the long and the short of it is, the question we want to know, and you need to email PaulieB@punkyradio.com with your answer to the following question. Did Gita used to be a man? Right, and we'll put you into the hat. And two of the correct entries will win the Bitch Slap Barbie CDs, and I might sneak in a couple of other things as well.
Really?
I'm doing a bit of pruning. You might get another couple of CDs and bits and bobs and stickers and that as well.
Okay.
Badges and stuff like that. So
you're going to send a badger?
But I'm going to send a badger.
Yeah. Wicked.
I'm actually going to send a badger through the post. It's very difficult to get fruit into the US. You can't see a badger having any
badger's
trouble.
Getting out, it's fine.
Yeah, so if you would like the chance to win Bitch Slap Barbie CD, and by the way, you do, email PaulieB@punkyradio.com with your answer to the following question. Did Gita, out of the band, a.k.a. Brigitte, used to be a man? I've got another sound clip of her in the next section.
Right.
Gita's marvellous. I love the whole band. And Tony, I'm sorry we didn't go back to the Way Out Club. Not you, Tony. Him, Tony.
Okay.
Right. Go back next year. Fucking brilliant place. Right, so it's time for the next song, which handily is Bitch Slap Barbie.
Oh, that's good.
I thought I'd lead it in quite well there.
That's nice. Yeah.
You just heard from them. I'm now going to play you a reason why you want their CD. This is track one. What one knows, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BitchSlapBarbie.
It is?
Yeah.
It's probably been Internet 2, Tony 2, and this is Mouth.
We'll be right back.
was Bitch Slap Barbie and Mouth. Great song, great band, great people, as you'll be hearing about in a few minutes' time.
Yeah.
Make sure you enter the competition. Now, we just need to say quickly, don't we? Russell Brand.
Yeah.
The world famous Russell Brand.
Is he more famous? Okay.
Yeah, kind of. He just made a film in Hawaii.
I see.
Yeah.
Sure.
Was doing a gig. He's on tour at the moment. He did a gig at the Gordon Craig in Stevenage. And apparently, while he was on stage, he brought out the Hitchin Comet. Now, we were in beds on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we were in the Hitchin Comet for winning this fucking podcast thing as well.
Podcast Peer Awards.
Podcast Peer Awards. And Russell Brand's got the most downloaded podcast there is.
Right.
For his Radio 2 show. And to be fair, it's quite good. And someone got in touch with my brother to say that they'd been to see Russell Brand at the Gordon Craig Theatre. God knows how many hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
He brings out Hitchin Comet and said, look, there's this podcast bloke. There's these podcast people. This local boy, award-winning local boy in podcasting, and went on about us. Went on about Punky and his show.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
As he should.
As he should, yeah. So, basically, he's done us a local favour.
Yeah.
And now we're doing him a global favour.
That's right.
I know, I can't help thinking we got this wrong.
Yeah.
But thank you, Russell. I'll get in touch with him.
Cheers, Brandy.
I'll get in touch with him. I've met him before. I'll get in touch with him. Now it's time for the story of our trip to America.
Oh.
Well, you've done your side of it
bit.
A lot, but yeah. We flew out. The flight out was all right. It just kind of went on a bit, didn't it?
A long flight, comparatively.
Well, it is a long flight.
Yeah.
But we got to Chicago and we had a night out, didn't we?
Yep. Went up with John Scott, had some food. I can't remember where we went after on the first night.
I can't.
What did we do?
Look, we had a great time in Chicago, and the next day I flew to Dallas, where I met up with Julianne, who listens to the show, and I've never been to Dallas. I had a great time.
Mm.
And I went to South Fork, and I did that thing. Did I mention South Fork last week?
No.
I didn't, did I? Well, I do this thing where one of my hobbies is to utterly disregard famous landmarks.
Right.
So when I went to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, everyone has a photograph of them holding it up.
Okay.
Yeah, and I had a photograph of me kicking it in.
Yeah.
When I went to South Fork, I got a photograph of me standing outside it, just doing the good old-fashioned English wanker sign. And I will put it on my MySpace page and on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
Stick that on there. And then at night, we went to Lower Greenville, which is a really cool part of Dallas. Went out, had a really nice meal, and then she drove me around downtown.
Right.
Downtown Dallas is amazing.
Wah!
Wah! Ooh, wah! Right. Well done, Tone.
Thanks.
We went around downtown, and most skylines in most major cities in the US, the skyline's pretty impressive. But in Dallas, someone's coloured it in felt tip.
Okay.
It's all, every building's a different colour. And it, at night, it looks amazing. And I went past the book depository. Where JFK was shot. Because I've been to the Henry Ford Museum before. I've seen the car.
Right.
And it really freaked me out. I don't know, there's kind of an aura around the car. It is a bit weird. And there was a certain amount of closure.
Right.
There.
Did you see the grassy knoll?
Went past it, yeah.
Okay.
Went past it, but it was dark.
Okay, no, nobody there.
But I want to discover more of Dallas. Oh, yes.
Do you?
I want to discover more of Dallas.
Okay.
right. And then the next day, she dropped me off at the airport. And I flew to Memphis via Atlanta. Now, all the radio had gone down in Memphis airspace, so all the planes were grounded in the southern states, which meant that when I got to Atlanta, I missed my connection back to Memphis. So I didn't get to Memphis till 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
When I picked up the car. Now I'm supposed to be hosting a karaoke night in Columbus, Mississippi, which I think is 66 miles away.
Yeah.
Because I haven't looked at my directions very closely. It's actually 166 miles away.
Oh.
So I thought, I'll set myself a little challenge. I picked up a Pontiac Grand Prix. which had the hood, the bonnet, was about as long as Nottinghamshire.
Right.
In his car, right. I set myself a little target. I went, all right, Paul, here goes. You've got to get there quickly. They said it was going to take me 3.5 hours, right? You kept me there at 11:30.
Yeah.
I thought, right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to try and not be overtaken for 166 miles. That's my plan. Which obviously meant I was going to have to speed.
Okay.
So I did.
Right.
But I was overtaken by 3 vehicles. I let myself down. 2 state troopers and the bloke they were chasing. Marvellous. And once they'd gone past, I thought, I can go as fast as them. So I just bombed it. Got there at 10:30, did it in 2.5 hours, 166 miles, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Not bad going. Got there, expecting it to be full. It's been advertised and all that. It's been full. 15 people there.
Right.
Turns out that Jeff Ugly Shoes, who I'd gone to see in Columbus, Mississippi, who, by the way, is a legend, had inspected the theatre that day, which was next to the bar where I was. And, God, we're already 6 minutes through, shit. And he'd gone to inspect this one column, and all the plaster of the column had fallen off, landed on him, yeah. Broke his ribs.
Right.
He broke 6 ribs. And when I phoned him up, say, I'll be late, he went, that's okay. I'm not going to be there on time either. And there's been a bit of a problem.
Right.
I got there, he'd gone to hospital, and they said, you really need to stay overnight. He went, I can't. I've got to check myself out. I'm going to get pissed with Paulie B.
Nice.
Fair play to him. He had broken ribs. And he was there waiting for me. I walked in to the Princess Theatre bar, the stage door bar. Walked in. They said, what are you drinking? I went, Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. The barman, a legend in his own lunchtime,
right,
brings up a bottle of Jack Daniels, a 2-litre bottle of Diet Coke,
yeah,
a bucket of ice and a pint glass, and says, get stuck in. I'm undoing the top of the Jack.
Yeah.
And Jeff says, we're up, we're singing. There's only 15 people there.
Right.
I've been in there a minute. I was singing I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones.
Nice.
With Jeff, right? Got heartily hammered. Met some absolutely lovely people. And Monica, hello. She knows Jeff.
Right? Okay.
Loads of lovely people. One girl who's, she'd gone up to get her boyfriend from Kentucky and driven back just so he could meet me. I was like, oh, fucking dancers here.
Right.
Went back to Jeff's. Sorry, went back to Mark out of the band, Jeff's band, the 70 Surfers, with Mark.
Yeah.
Mark wasn't there. Stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning getting hammered, and Jeff was so generous. He gave me a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And he very nearly gave you a Les Paul.
Yeah. What happened to that?
I was a bit silly.
Yeah.
But Jeff had been doing up this Les Paul ready to sell.
Yeah.
And he decided if you made it, he was going to give you it. And you didn't make it, offered me it, and it was right handed. I went, nah, it's all right, I'm left handed, don't worry about it.
Which was what? 1953?
1957 Les Paul.
Proper Les Paul.
57 pickups on it. Not 57.
That'd
the pickups
be nice.
Of 1957.
Yeah.
Beautiful guitar. Worth $300 in the States. Would be worth $1,000 here. Would be worth $2,000 in the UK.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered to carry it. Twat.
You twat. Oh, yeah.
I'm
wow.
So sorry about that. So I drove up to St. Louis from there the next day. Oh, the next day we went for a meal.
Yeah.
Had a brilliant breakfast. Went into this sort of cafe thing. And there's 4 waitresses there. Never met an English bloke.
Right.
At one point I had to say to them, will you all bugger off? So I can eat my food in peace.
Will you bugger off?
I'm going to put this on.
They probably would love that. He said bugger off again.
They just didn't mind.
No, I'll
put this on again. They just didn't mind. They went, yep, fine, no problem, go for it. Right. So they fucked off. I had my delicious burger.
Right.
Then they came back for more talking, finding out. They all look very similar, but very beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like to go back to Columbus. Set off at 2. And I thought, right, this looks like a big, long fucking drive here. All the way to St. Louis. Did I fuck about? No, sir.
No.
Shade under 7 hours. Did it? I did stop for gas. Yeah. Petrol, right. Did stop for gas. Got to St. Louis, so I met up with Lisa, who was letting me stay from Bitch Let Bargain.
Yeah.
Lisa Bitch. She says, come on, we've got a great night tonight. You've really dropped on it here. We're going to go to a place called the Way Out Club. to see this guy Clownvis.
All right,
Clownvis is different class. He's the 6'2" skinny pot smoking rockabilly who every once in a while does an Elvis impersonator show where he dresses up as Elvis, Vegas years Elvis.
Yeah.
And as he's doing straight Elvis covers, he's also doing magic tricks, card right. tricks, few gags. He had some. He had two burlesque girls with him who were brilliant.
Mm.
One of which, her mum and dad were from Portsmouth, which is quite odd.
Okay.
Didn't meet us afterwards. He went, yeah, you're England. My mum and dad from Portsmouth. Halfway through his set, he went, sure, as much as I like to do Elvis conversions, I also feel very strongly, very, very strongly about vegetarian corn dogs. Why? Vegetarian corn dogs. And then does this original number about vegetarian corn dogs.
Right.
As he does it, the two burlesque girls walk out, one in a giant foam mustard pot,
right.
one in a giant foam ketchup bowl, hand out vegetarian corn dogs.
Nice!
Oh, tasty.
How, were they not? They
tasty,
were.
Tasty, yeah.
They're spicy.
They were spicy, yeah.
I thought they might be.
Had a lovely time. Thursday, I said that I wanted to go to the St. Louis Arch.
Yes.
One of the best places I've ever been. Loved it. And everyone I'd said to me, I'd say I was going to St. Louis, they said, you've got to go to the fucking Arch, but didn't say why.
Right.
Found out why.
Okay.
Because the Arch is obviously, it's kind of arch-shaped.
It is.
So there's no lift. There's no elevator.
Yeah.
There's like this very steep funicular, or as I call it, vernacular tram.
Right.
Right, everyone's in a little box that inside is a sphere with five seats. It's all white. And it looks like you're just going to get out of the top and James Caan's going to come out in a tight white Lycra suit and say, welcome to the future.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go straight up, it readjusts itself. So you're going, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird. Whoa! This is weird, this is weird, this is weird. Whoa! Got to the top. And you get out of the tram. There's a viewing gallery at the top.
Yeah.
Wah! 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 Oh no, it's happened again. There's a viewing gallery at the top. And you lean out over the viewing gallery. And everyone's running out the same way. With their elbows on this kind of shelf.
Yeah.
And their bums in the air. And as I look down, it just looked like a load of people waiting to get bummed.
Really?
So I said, listen, Lisa bitch, take a picture. So I stood at the front of the queue with my bum out, did my porno pose, which freaks people out.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. And made everybody happy.
Oh, you bummed them?
Came down, no.
Okay.
Came down the arch again, down this mad fucking lift thing.
Yeah.
And went and had egg rolls and crab rangoon. I'd never heard of crab rangoon, but my goodness.
Yeah.
It's crab, deep fried in tempura batter. It's delicious.
Whoa.
Really nice. Got back and realised I couldn't remember a thing about it. Then I remembered, before we'd gone out, we'd shared one of Lisa's special cigarettes.
Right.
They don't put tobacco in them in America, though. They just put things that'll get you off your nut.
Okay.
Basically, the long and the short it was, that day, I pretty much thought, I've had a dream about going to the Arch. That was how it felt, right? So, what am I looking for? All right. So, that night, we went to a bar called Cruising 66, on Route 66.
Right.
So, I went to a bar on Route 66. And I'm so pleased about this. I met a girl called Sheena, who's in a band called the Mississippi Hippie Killers. And Sheena, it's quite possibly one of the most bonkers women I've ever met in my life. Sheena commandeered me. I was co-opted. I'm playing out. Hold on. I was completely co-opted by Sheena. No one else was allowed to talk to me all night. Sheena was on my case.
Okay.
And we're doing karaoke. And I'm trying to have a chat with Michelle, Lisa's girlfriend. Should point out Lisa and Michelle are lesbians.
Okay.
And I'm a bloke.
You are.
So ideally, they're not going to like me. But they love my accent.
Oh.
Put them in a quandary. Right. At one point, me and Michelle are talking really close to each other. And Sheena just bungs the karaoke book between our noses to shut her off. Bats her away with the book and says, pick one of these.
Nice.
So I did. So I did Sugar Station again, right?
Nice.
However, Sheena wanted to practice her English accent. And here it is.
I'm now standing outside a karaoke bar, which I believe is called Cruisers. Is that right?
Cruising 66.
Cruising 66. Is this on 66?
Yes, it is on.
I am on 66. Route 66.
Route 66.
Check out my fucking bad self. Right, and now I'm joined by the lovely Sheena, who's in a band called Mississippi Hippie Killers. That is right?
That is correct, my
friend. And she is now going to do an English accent for you. Over to you, Sheena.
I will. Bloody fucking A, motherfucker. Are you ready? Are you ready to walk and roll?
So, that was Sheena.
Okay.
I have one other sound file to play, very briefly, which I had a great night with all of them. They were brilliant. I can't wait to go back. And I mentioned to them that when you drive in the States, you see great signs. I drove into St. Louis and get a sign for the interstate going west that just says Kansas City.
Okay.
And I mentioned to them, I've seen a sign for Kansas City, how far is it? I'd really like to go there. And they went, it's a brilliant place. It's slightly more progressive and arty than St. Louis.
Right.
Well, in that case, I have to go. I have to go.
Yeah.
Because St. Louis is progressive and arty. I love it. It's one of these places British people fly over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, that's not fair. So, next year, when I go to Easter, the girls are going to drive me to Kansas City. It's great. And when they get to Kansas City, it really will go Wizard of Oz. Are you worried about the time here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no. Right. I won't do the whole thing. I will just do something. I'll have to finish off the next bit next week.
Yeah.
Because this bit's already been 20 minutes later. Just had the most brilliant time with them. And the next... Oh, it's hammered. Mm. And the next day, woke up, was supposed to leave at 11 in the morning. Didn't leave till 2.
Right.
Because me and Michelle, Lisa's girlfriend, were just talking for hours. She was hungover, I was hungover, going, oh, let's just sit and have a chat for a bit, yeah. But Bridget stroke Geeta out of Bitch That Barbie and do enter the competition. Mm-hmm. She said something to me that was really funny. And when she repeated it, she didn't say it so well. Right. But... And I was going to save it until Christmas, but I'm going to say it now. She said it downstairs. We were all having such a good time. She actually remarked on what a great time we were having. She said it in a certain way. And when I asked her to repeat it again, late at night, she didn't quite get it the same way. But I still want to play you it. Here goes. And English people... can't say this is cool as
it's like motherfucking Christmas up in here. Ho ho ho.
Exactly. It was that good. She's like, what she actually said the first was, it's like motherfucking Christmas. Ho ho ho. Oh, you dancer. Anyway, we'll have to do the rest of the trip next week.
Okay.
Because this is going on way too long. Last track. Last track, again, it's another band from St. Louis, and I will tell you more. I went on the radio in St. Louis with a guy called Al Swacker. I can't remember the name of the station. It's a community radio station.
Mm.
And me and Al had a really great chat, and he let me play three tracks.
Okay.
So we played Goldblade.
Yeah.
From the show, from Punky.
Yeah.
The Defectors from
nice.
Punky. And Slide Shaker from Punky.
Nice.
So I got an English, a Finnish... and a Danish band on American radio, uniting fans of bands across
the land. So always.
We'd like some feedback. Will we ever get it?
Nah.
Anyway, Al is now in Devil Baby Freak Show that we heard before.
Yeah.
But used to be in a band called the Unmutuals. So, to finish the show this week, I'm going to play a track by the band, the Unmutuals. It's a great track. They've split up now. So, there's no reason to play this other than Al was great and the band are great. What I want to know is, Tony, the Unmutuals no longer have a MySpace page. What is Al Swacker's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Al Swacker.
No. MySpace.com/Al_Swacker. You got Bitch Slap Barbie right. I didn't even ask you about Devil Baby Freak Show, did I?
No, I think so.
Well, I've won it just.
Okay.
Let's call it a draw. BitchSlapBarbie was MySpace.com/BitchSlapBarbie. Devil Baby Freak Show on MySpace.com/TheDevilBabyFreakShow. And Al Swacker is myspace.com/Al_Swacker. And this is What Do You Say?
What you say?
Never mind.
Say?
Never mind. I already said it and I'm not gonna say it again.
What you say?
Never mind.
What you say?
I already said it and I'm not gonna say it again. I said something once, clear as day, and I don't see a reason to reiterate. You didn't hear the first time, that's a real shame. Sure as hell not gonna say it again.
What you say?
Never mind.
What you say?
Never mind.
I
already said it and I'm not gonna say it again.
What you say?
Never mind.
What you say?
I already said it and I'm not gonna say it again. Every time I talk, well, you never seem to hear. Maybe you should have somebody check your ears. Think you should take me up on my advice. Sick of saying everything that I say twice.
What you say?
Never mind.
What you say?
Never mind.
I already said it and I'm not gonna say it again.
What you say? Never mind.
What you say?
I already said it and I'm not gonna say it again.
Great track. Shame the Unmutuals aren't there anymore, actually.
Yeah.
I know this week's show has been a little bit longer than usual. We've had a lot to get through.
Exactly.
We've had a lot to get
through. We're back in the UK.
Back in the UK.
Back. Yeah.
Don't know how unlucky you are, boy. Back in the UK. High petrol prices. Back in the UK. Oh, the trains don't work. Back in the UK. Gordon Brown's not having an election. Back in the UK. Still don't like the Tories, though. Back in the UK. Everything's a bit weird. Back in the UK. Baby Madeline's never going to be found. Get used to it. Back in the UK. Back in the UK. Back in the UK.
It's good to be back, though.
It is. On next week's show, we're going to run through all the people that help us out, because we haven't done it this week.
Right.
And I'll have some latest Facebook ads.
Yeah.
But right now, the main thing on my mind, Tony, is cooking you a delicious chicken, bacon and mushroom arrabbiata.
You know, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be nice.
We've had the bottle of wine.
I know. I'm ready to move on to slightly heavier booze now.
I'm ready for food.
I'm starving, actually. Please do vote for the podcast, Ali.
Please do.
Please do subscribe to us at iTunes if you don't already. That really helps us out.
And reviewers, if you can.
If you see Russell Brand, shake his hand and say thanks very much.
Yeah, there you go.
Spend the
good
word. Cheers. My deepest thanks to everyone we stayed with in the States.
Thank you all.
We'll finish off the story next week.
Yes.
I know it's been taking a long time, but a lot happened.
Yes.
That's the thing. What else do you think? Add us on MySpace.
If you've got a twat to nominate, do email me though. Tony@punkyradio.com. Really do need your twats.
We've got a very unusual Poetry Corner next week.
Yes.
Which I'm looking forward to. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, we haven't done really well. I have found Tommy's.
Have you?
But I lost it again.
Okay.
Damn it. Please do. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Poetry Corner. Check us out on BT Pod Show. If you're just online streaming, check us out on Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio. Anything else?
No.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog. It's like motherfucking Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Ha ha ha!
member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.